window that trombone shopped, though.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Sorry, I just wanted to listen to that for a little bit.
Keep it going.
Okay, I guess.
Puts me in the mood for celebrities.
Oh, true. Actually, that's right.
It's magazine format intro. As a true cinephile, I'm delighted today to be coming in to talk about reality series Celebrity Traitors UK.
Beautiful.
Which has just come to its culmination. You can watch it here on 3 Now. Stream it away. Long-time listeners will know I'm a big fan of the format Traitors. It's a worldwide smash reality show. There's about 30 different countries that have adaptations of it. It's based on the parlor game Mafia or Werewolf. You get a bunch of people together. Three of them are traitors. No one else knows who they are. And gradually there's a process of elimination of the majority faithfuls of the group. Traitors are trying to murder them, and everyone else is trying to figure out who the traitors are. Throughout the game.
How do you get murdered?
Once per day on the show, they'll have a roundtable meeting, and then everyone will start trying to figure, like, just start accusing people of being traitors, and they'll eventually vote off someone. And just numerically, because it's like 3 out of, I want like 20 odd, maybe high teens, inevitably it's like all these faithfuls getting eliminated, and it breeds this real sense of paranoia amongst the players. The traitors are busy trying to manipulate and sow doubt amongst the other contestants, and then also once a day the traitors will meet and decide to murder someone in the middle of the night, and they just won't turn up for breakfast the next day. So there's kind of increasing levels of paranoia develop over the show. We as the audience know who the traitors are from the beginning, and so depending on the personalities at play, and sometimes there's even a mix of what I'm about to say, you might be on the side of the traitors and enjoy them trying to scheme their way to the end of the game, or you might support the good-hearted faithfuls trying to root out the evil amongst them. How it all culminates is, by the time it gets to the last episode, if there are any traitors remaining in the people who end the game, the traitors walk away with all the money. If the faithful manage to eliminate all the traitors, they walk away with all the money. So in previous seasons, it has gone down to the wire. I won't comment on the ending of Celebrity Traitors UK, but look, as the name suggests, these are people drawn from across the British entertainment landscape. Folks like Stephen Fry, Nick Mohammed. Comedians are quite good in this context. There's a mix. There's musicians, there's actors, there's presenters, among them there's definitely some fans of the game who draw upon their own experience, having like digested multiple seasons of the show going in. In New Zealand, the first adaptation here was sort of an even split of celebrities and civilians. Didn't really work so well because I think the celebrity class here, most everyone knows each other, and there's really interesting group dynamics that kind of play into this. Like, there's quite a lot of triangulating out people that aren't like you, so demographics will kind of cluster together, or maybe personality types will cluster together. A lot of the othering that happens, particularly in the civilian versions of the game, is quite questionable. Some of the snap judgments that people will make as to why people are bad and should be excluded from the group. But it does make for delicious TV. Really happy to report that when you have a series that's all celebrities, that kind of dichotomy of are you in the in crowd or are you just a normal person doesn't really apply. And I think the British landscape's big enough that these people don't all know each other. Some of them are friends. Some of that plays out in interesting ways. I freaking loved it. This was such a satisfying watch, and I can't recommend it enough. Is it a gateway drug for spending way too much time watching seasons of The Traitors from other places? Probably. I can also strongly recommend the civilians only version of the traitors from the UK, where it's just a bunch of normal people running around losing their mind, trying to convince their fellow human beings that they are an honest human being. And after a few days of people judging your honesty, I think it does make people a bit nuts.
Mm.
It's a real joy in watching this. I'm rubbing my hands. It's there is both above board and sinister kind of pleasure to be taken in the show and people's discomfort. Three Now, Celebrity Traitors UK. Watch it. It's been a huge global smash. Don't let it get spoiled. Just start watching the show. And if you don't like it, you can always turn it off.
True.
But I reckon get stuck in. It's pretty enthralling.
Beautiful. I was waiting for the time where you were going to bring up reality TV on the segment.
Yeah.
I was so ready. And I'm so glad that it's here.
Excellent.
And spoken by a true cinephile. Like, that was
a true cinephile. Hey,
wait to hear
what cinema I talk about next. So, Predator Badlands is in cinema now. And I already enjoyed this new addition to the Predator sci-fi action franchise. Like all pieces of IP that have been around since the 80s, that's had its highs and its lows over that time. There's some truly dog shit films in this series. None of that really impacts this. That's not a sequential series. I think fans will find lots of references to things they know, but it works really well. It's just a kind of standalone, fun action sci-fi flick. Maybe one thing that that I've picked up on amongst responses worldwide, particularly from boring dudes, is that maybe it's a bit too funny and that Predator movies shouldn't be funny, but it's fine. It's entertaining.
Predator movies shouldn't be funny.
It's not that kind of Predator. The Predator's an alien
who hunts prey. No,
it's not that kind of Predator. No. That Predator's not funny. That one that you're referring to. It's no laughing matter. You can't say that.
No, I think we've had a really big miscommunication. I wasn't.
So Predator Badlands was shot here in Aotearoa. So it's kind of... parochialism alone should make you go and see this film. The unusual thing that it takes is centering this Predator character. Not that kind of Predator, the
okay.
other kind of Predator.
No,
we've established this. Centers a Predator as the main character. So previously they've had heroic humans trying to escape the clutches of these aliens, not the other kind of Predator. But here we sort of follow this guy. Having a story that's not told in any Earth language, but still make a character relatable is a challenge. The film achieves it, but sidekicking said alien Predator, not the other kind, is a synthetic of Earth origin character played by Elle Fanning. She's good value, pretty fun.
Elle Mitchum.
There we go. So we pulled it out of the bag. Really fun. It's resuscitated the global box office. October was pretty tough month for ticket sales internationally. So it's nice that there's, a fun thing is what's kind of reinvigorated movie going, particularly in the US, as opposed to maybe something that takes itself a bit too seriously.
Which you would never enjoy.
Which I would never enjoy.
That's not what this show is about.
Not based on the segment today.
No. Real auteurs.
So yes, real auteurs support Celebrity Traitors UK and Predator Badlands.
Funny movies, apparently.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.